things.
With your sports break for Tuesday, December 13th, year of our camo wearing, gun toting, flag waving, Jesus 2011, I'm Ed Carter. Well, the Dallas Cowboys bent over and let Eli Manning take them deep. I'm tired of that beach ball-bellied Rob Ryan coming in here and taking a dump on Tom Landry's still-living dead grave. An old Hollywood Tony Homo gave the Giants 2 points when he decided to take a knee in the end zone. And what the hell is going on with America's team? Terrence Newman can play football about as well as my rickets-infested one-legged grandfather. God rest his soul. Old T-New dropped a certain pick six because he was distracted by the amount of suck coursing through his own veins. I guarantee you, if you paid me $2 million a year, I not only would have caught that ball, but I would have run it all the way back, crapping diamonds for the fans. We need better football personnel for better football plays. And this causes us to move into a portion of today's commentary known as an Ed Carter Ed-atorium.
What's the rest of it, then?
I don't know. There's no difference.
Mr. Jerry Jones, it is me, Ed Carter. I want to tell you, Mr. Jerry Jones, that it is time for Jerry Jones, the owner,
don't do it.
To fire Jerry Jones, the general manager.
Oh, God.
It's been said a million times.
And that concludes today's portion of commentary known as the Ed Carter Ed Vittorio.
That was really original.
Terrible.
In NBA news, now that these uppity NBA players have wisened up and decided they want to go back to work to feed their welfare baby mamas,
God,
I'm sure it's going to feel like every day is Kwanzaa for the average NBA fan.
Oh, my God. We do not endorse this viewpoint.
And that dumbass Kardashian apparently is coming to town with her beau, Lamar Odor.
Oh, didn't even say his name right.
It is not only the sports season of the NFL. It is also the political season for the politics. In Republican political news, Herman Cain has suspended his campaign after several women came forward and alleged certain alleged sexual impropriety on the part of Cain, who was running for president before he suspended his campaign after these allegations that I mentioned earlier in this sentence came about from the women who brought them about.
He can't write worth a dang.
Now, I like Herman Cain. I like his beliefs. The only thing I didn't like about Herman Cain was his race.
Oh, my God.
What the heck?
I thought he ran a poor race and didn't stay focused and on message.
Okay. All right.
He's black. And in college girl shuffleboard.
What's he doing?
That's not a sport.
With your sports break for Tuesday, December 13th, I'm Ed Carter.
That does not reflect the opinions of the ticket, its management, or anything else that could take offense to that, as we did.